A term that is sometimes bandied around in a halachic sense is the concept of gezel shena, that you're stealing somebody's sleep from them if you wake them up unnecessarily. The joke is always told about the rabbi who's put everybody to sleep in shul with his drosha, and then he tells a joke and everybody who's still awake laughs, and the people who are asleep get woken up and they complain that it's gezel shena, their sleep has been disturbed. But the question is there really such a thing as gezel shena? It's not a term that comes up in the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch or the classical poskim, and I came across a tshuva of the Rishon Lezion, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, in Shelot Tshuvos HaRishon Lezion Chelet Bet Choshen Mishpat Simon Chet, where he doesn't reach any firm conclusions about the matter, but he certainly cites Kedarko Bekodesh a number of opinions on the matter. And he starts off by saying a good example of issues of Gezel Shena come up with, for example, building a sukkah. One should be careful Motzei Yom Kippur and the nights between Yom Kippur and Sukkot not to be building a sukkah very late at night with a lot of hammering and banging, because there's a Gezel Shena and it's mitzvah habar bar veira. You've achieved the mitzvah of building your sukkah at the expense of stealing sleep and disturbing the sleep of other people. He says it's also a consideration of Ahavdala Re'acha Kamocha and Mai Desanilach, that you need to treat other people the way you would like to be treated. Don't do to them what you wouldn't want them to do to you. If you're trying to sleep at night, don't disturb other people. And he says another example would be with Tkiat Shofar, places where they blow Shofar as part of the Slichot at night at Chatzot. If it's going to be disturbing the neighbours, then one shouldn't do that because of issues of Gezel Shena. And he actually says that his father, Rav Avadi Yosef Zichrono Livracha, was matpid that when he was flying on an aeroplane, he wouldn't join a minyan for tefillah because there are people around sleeping and it's liable to disturb their sleep. And that was also the practice of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, not to daven, or that he held, rather, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't go on the plane, but Rav Shlomo Zalman also held that it's not correct to daven in a minyan on a plane because of the disturbances that it causes to other people. Nevertheless, he brings from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that the notion of Gezel Shena is actually not a clear halachic concept. Reb Chaim says that it's a chiddush of the Baalei HaMusar, and that really it's just an issue of Ahavdala Re'acha Kamocha, that you should be nice to other people and not disturb them unnecessarily. There isn't a strict halachic concept of Gezel Shena. Also, Rav Vosne in Shevet Halevi, Simon Chelek Zayin, Simon Reish Kafdalad, says that it's not real gezel, because real gezel is only when you take something tangible from another person, but it's meniat tovat chaviro. It's depriving somebody else of benefit. So an interesting question that he flags up, which is discussed by some of the poskim, is the question that if you're sleeping either in a yeshiva dormitory or even at home with somebody else in the room, and you wake up early and you want to get up and dressed, and doing the tilat yadayim next to the bed, if that's going to disturb other people and wake them up, should one do netilat yadayim, or should one go outside the room and do netilat yadayim? So Rav Elyashiv and Rav Vosna, they were of the opinion that seeing as there's no real concept of gezel shena, and you've got a mitzvah to do netilat yadayim without going for amot, so therefore you should do netilat yadayim. You should obviously try to be as quiet as possible, but you should do it next to your bed, even if it's going to be disturbing other people. Whereas he quotes Shelot Tshuvot Avnei Yashpe and also the River Vot Ephraim, who both say that in actual fact you should do netilat yadayim outside of the room so it doesn't disturb other people. And Rav Greenblatt in River Vot Ephraim, he says that that in the zechut of being careful about other people and their sleep, so you should merit that the ruach ra on your hands won't cause you any harm. But whether or not gezel shina is a strict halachic concept or just midat chasidut or correct behaviour under the rubrics of v'havdala reacha kamocha, we should of course always be careful about not disturbing other people's sleep. Adkan.